This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, back again for the week of June 9th to the 13th, 2014. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com. Talkers Magazine, a part of Talkers.com. At Talkers.com, you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, Talkers Magazine. So the folks at Talkers go through all the stations, the programs, the hosts. A lot of things are happening this week. We'll probably have some time to fill you in on some of the latest little juicy gossip around hosts and how much effect. This is one of the things that I really want to get into with Michael after he goes through the list of the top stories and the top people. How much impact, in fact, did certain talk radio hosts have on the outcome of the election that defeated Mr. Cantor? But first, Michael, if you do us the favor of going through all of the things that talkers and folks think are the big deals this week.
Yeah, here are the most talked about stories on News Talk Radio on stations just like the one people are listening to now. At number 10, we have the splash over from the sports talk world on News Talk Radio. The NBA and the NHL finals are happening in Major League Baseball action. At number 9, climate change debate. At number 8, the VA hospital scandal. At number 7, gun violence and the Las Vegas cop killings. We have the Bergdahl case at number 6. At number 5, we have the immigration amnesty issue and the child illegals influx. We have Iraq instability at number 4. We have the broad topic of the 2016 presidential race at number 3. At number 2, tying into that, is the Hillary Clinton memoir. And at number 1, you alluded to it a moment ago, Cantor defeated in primary and the midterm elections. And those are the big stories of the week.
All right. So as we tie people together with things, the folks at Talkers put together the list, the top 10 names that seem to be making the rounds more frequently repeated and discussed than any other names in the discussions on political so-called news talk radio.
Okay, here they are. At number 10, LeBron James, the phenomenal basketball player. At number 9, we have Michelle Obama. At number 8, we have Chuck Hagel. Mitch McConnell is 7. John Kerry is 6. At number 5, Bo Bergdahl. At number 4, Ted Cruz and Rand Paul tied. Number 3, Hillary Clinton. Number 2, Barack Obama. And number 1, the principals involved in the number 1 story, Eric Cantor and Dave Bratt. And very political week. Lots of discussion about the role of talk radio in the nation's political scene.
All right. Rather than me set it up, I'd rather you set it up. There are some, like Laura Ingraham, who are happy to get credit or
well,
take
setting it up.
Credit.
You're,
all right, well, go ahead. Then you do it.
If you'd rather me set it up.
No, I want you to set it up. No, go ahead. Help yourself.
This David Bratt is a professor in Virginia who was not considered to have much of a chance. He's a Tea Partier. And also, basically, conventional wisdom, although I've never bought into it, was that the Tea Party was long ago and far away and no longer relevant. I certainly don't think that's true, and those of us in talk radio kind of know better. But he was a Tea Party candidate running in the primary against a Republican. This is an internal Republican struggle issue. This is not two parties. This is one party. And Eric Cantor is a top Republican. He's the, in the House of Representatives, he's the majority leader. He's one of the most powerful Republicans in Congress. And he lost in the primary to a basic unknown, the only people who have given this guy any kind of major support have been, and this is documented, radio talk show hosts, people such as Laura Ingraham, people such as Mark Levin, people such as Glenn Beck, and even in locally, fellow that you know, Jeff Katz.
Yep.
Who was very, very articulate and vehemently supportive of Bratt. So there you go. Talk radio, once again, has a documentable example of its exerting its influence politically.
Yeah. Very, and with the credit comes a certain amount of notoriety. I guess it's promotability. Do these people, Laura,
They love it.
Well, then, what do they do with this?
They're rolling around in it, you know? I mean, sure, they're promoting it, they're touting it, they're beating their chests. Now, between you and me and our listeners, I'm not sure how exactly the measurement is of their influence on this. But I, as a educated observer, would say it was significant. Significant in preaching to the choir. In other words,
right. Yeah.
I don't know how much influence people like Laura and Mark and Glenn and Jeff have when it comes to the general election. But when it comes to the more specific primary election, the, you know, the inner party election of whether we're moderate or whether we're far right, there's a tremendous amount of influence. This is the choir seeking out its own balance. So preaching to the choir and influencing the choir on how to be a choir is what we're seeing here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty interesting. That makes a lot of sense. Let's talk about the connection this story will have to the Talkers event in New York City next week. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, and we're going through the issues that people have been discussing and the people that folks are talking about this week in the world of News Talk Radio on the Countdown.
I'm going for groceries.
Hey, Grandma's.
I'm going to the mall.
Dance lessons, camping.
Off to basketball.
Going fishing, skipping stones. Going out, going home.
Love is the moments that we share. We got the energy to get there.
Wherever you're going, the quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Let's drive.
Tired of worrying about potentially toxic spills around your home, office, or garage? Now there's a quick, inexpensive way to clean up any oil-related spill. EPA-approved Oil Out Plus contains no noxious fumes or annoying scents. It's odor-free, lightweight, and easy to handle. In fact, Oil Out Plus is scientifically formulated to bond with spills on a molecular level. Cleaning up spills has never been easier. Visit Oil Out Plus to learn more. Oil Out Plus, cleaning up our planet one spill at a time.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Tango 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to valvoline-usa.com for more info.
Michael Harrison here with Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael here from Talkers Magazine with the charts for the week of June 13th, Friday the 13th. Let's talk The Talkers get together in New York City next week, where a lot of folks from the world of news talk will come, get together for a day, discuss the issues and how we're confronting things, a little celebrity, a few awards, that sort of thing. So what do you think, now that this has happened, does it change the stage at all in connection with the world of the folks you were just talking about, Katz, who's now a local host
on a minor level, on a very minor level, because it's not the business of talk. This is a business conference. Mm-hmm. This is not a fan conference. And I'm speaking as, you know, candidly as I possibly can, so that your listeners can have a behind-the-scenes look.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I don't think, because it's not the business of talk radio to affect elections. You can go broke doing that.
Well, that's not what a lot of hosts think, though, Michael. You know that. A lot of hosts think
a lot of hosts think a lot of things, but I'm talking from the standpoint of the bigger picture of the business.
Yeah.
You can affect as many elections as you want. If you don't have ratings and you don't make revenue for your company, go to be a politician. I'm just telling you the way the business operates. It's not the agenda of the companies that have the money on the line. To be involved in affecting elections. Having influence is part of being successful. I'm not saying it's not important, but what I'm saying is this is not a political convention. This is a broadcasting business convention, and whether or not Laura Ingraham or Glenn Beck affect a primary election in Virginia is not the priority interest right now in terms of some of the existential issues facing radio and talk radio in general. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it'll be talked about, but it's a very 90s thing in our industry to say, whoa, we're affecting politics. We're the last stand of the town hall. We're the people's forum. The politicians have to come to us to get our approval before they even have a chance of winning. That was very 90s. We've matured and we've grown far more sophisticated than that at this point. Part of it is a humbling experience of understanding your role in the passing parade. So, yeah, it's interesting, but it's not the reason we're in business.
Mm-hmm. I think it's very interesting to take apart this scenario, the reason that we're in business. I wonder if you can go one step further behind the scenes. How likely is it that Laura Ingraham might have called Levin, or Levin might have talked to Beck, and sort of coordinated? It's not like they don't know each other. It's a small circle, a small community of those of us who do this for a living. Do you think they talked?
In terms of before the election?
No, I'm saying they all got onto his bandwagon. And then Jeff Katz, you were talking about locally in Richmond, who's doing mornings there now. These people are, I mean, maybe not Katz so much, but certainly with Mark Levin and Glenn Beck and Laura Ingraham, they all certainly are aware and can talk to each other and probably have on any number of occasions. So would they work together to coordinate their efforts on the air to help this guy?
Maybe.
You see that happening?
I have no way to know that. Mm-hmm. And knowing the nature of the beast, if they did, it was a brief conversation because they're all too busy and they're all too focused on their own careers to have the time to do that.
Uh-huh.
Theoretically, it sounds like, wow, what a great, you know, cabal or a conspiracy.
Yeah.
But you know as well as I do, getting people together in this business is like herding cats.
The reason I brought it up is because, and you just got it, you're psychologically in tuned to me. Remember when there was this big thing, you talked about it, we've talked about it over the years four or five times probably, about the accusation from the snooze media that there was this cabal of talk show hosts who figured out we're going to get them and do it this way and everybody's on the same page and it's orchestrated and a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, I don't think so, because I know nobody knows better than I do how difficult it is to organize people in this business. Quite often they'll act in concert because they're plugged into what others are doing,
mm-hmm.
and quite often they see obvious examples. Let's face it, if you're interested in the Tea Party and you're interested in making a stand, what could be a better exercise or laboratory experiment than one of the most powerful figures in Congress who's not that popular among the right wing of his own party?
Right.
Contested.
Yep.
It makes sense.
Throw them to the wolves. Yeah. All right. Michael Harrison, editor publisher at Talkers Magazine, continues with our overview of the big topics of the week in the News Talk Radio world as we continue here on the Weekly Talk Radio Review.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Michael Harrison continues as we get together each week, we being him, you, and me, to discuss the items of interest on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the top 10, and then there's some ancillary things going on, the behind the scenes, if you will, of News Talk Radio from the man who knows, been studying it, writing about it, publishing talkers for several decades, and then some. So I wanted to sort of get to the old socks, if you will. Included in this list this week, we have some interesting political items. Climate change becomes an old horse, but yet still people want to talk about it. Gun violence because of the Las Vegas shootings, people wanting to talk about that. Does it ever become measurable what happens, or is it important to measure anything other than listener response? In other words, there are some people who we were talking about results of the elections in Virginia and whether that was a result of talk radio conversations. Are things that change in the world of gun control and or climate change likely to come about because of talk radio input?
I think so, but I don't know if it's likely to come about, but if it is going to come about, it would be because of that. In other words, one of the major vehicles by which America conducts its conversation about the issue of guns, legislatively, morally, socially, etc., is talk radio. Mm-hmm. Now, whether that's going to lead to change or not, I don't know, but it certainly would be less chance of there being change if, in fact, it weren't for talk radio. So the answer is partially yes. To what degree, I don't know. But it certainly is important that we talk about some of these issues on talk radio, whereas the rest of the media might ignore it if it weren't for talk radio keeping it alive.
I did a little quick research this week for my Good Day program and found out, to my surprise, I don't know why this hasn't become, I mean, pretty easily attainable information by Googling and doing a search on the ice ages, that we are actually in an ice age right now, and that we have been for 13,000 years, and there have been any number of them in the last 2.5 billion years, and that, yeah, maybe what will happen in the temperature, the average temperatures on the planet, will change a little bit because of fossil fuels, but this thing is continuing to do what it has done for billions of years. And thinking about being in an ice age just doesn't seem to sit well with people. What are you talking about? We're in, you wouldn't have believed
We're not in an ice age. You're misleading when you say that. We're in the beginning of a cycle that is historically documented scientifically, where we should be getting into an ice age, where we're in the early stages of the next ice age.
We're in a pattern, Michael, that has repeated itself.
Right.
Every 13 to 14,000 years, there is a fluctuation in temperature from an average on the planet of about 4 degrees to an average of about 42 degrees, which is basically where we are now.
Right, but we're not supposed to be in the ice age where the snow caps come all the way down to Florida or down to the mid-Atlantic states as they could and as they have. We've even had a time in the history of the Earth that was called Snowball Earth, mm-hmm. where the entire planet was covered by glaciers.
Yeah,
and this is a complicated subject, but the fact is, as simple as I could put it, is that based on all things that we know about the cycles of the solar system and the Earth's tilt and its distance from the sun, we are in the early stages of another ice age, and the temperatures should be going down. The temperatures are not going down, they're going up. And as a result, that is more fuel for the fire of people who believe that there's global warming happening. Now, as to why there's global warming, that's a political debate or a scientific debate. Do, greenhouse gases help cause that? Are all the emissions that we do technologically causing that? That's the argument. But yes, we are at the beginning of an ice age, and no, it's not being reflected in the temperature. Kind of weird.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. The countdown continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that? ABVI. ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows they're BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee. It's truly the best of the best. BuzzBox Coffee is a USDA organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown coffee, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Top 1% Arabica grade and more. 10% of future purchases helped by 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastleigh Farm. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound is free.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Have you ever heard the old saying that charity begins at home? Now we seem to believe charity begins with the government. Whenever there is a tragedy of any kind, people look to government to rebuild homes, bail out failing businesses, and replace people's lost possessions. But when we look through the lens of liberty, we realize government can only provide for some people by taking from others. Over time, we have transferred much of our charitable work from communities, churches, and organizations to the government. Do we really want Congress to spend some people's money on charity for others? We can only truly be charitable when we learn to take care of each other and stop looking to government to take care of us.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, as we continue, he's here to review the top stories, entertaining, informational. This is why the world of News Talk Conversation has, can have, as many possibilities as it does, because with each of these stories, there's always an offshoot. I guess I would take as an example the number two issue this week, Michael. Mrs. Clinton and her latest book. She got paid $14 million to write this book, which basically people think is a launch of her presidential campaign. She's unstoppable, some people think. I find it interesting how she chooses, and oftentimes people choose. Maybe you could give us some insight as to how somebody like Mrs. Clinton would go about the business of choosing who interviews her on the radio and television. You'd think it would be safety, but she sort of got boxed in a little by Terry Gross this week, or at least it would seem so.
Well, you know, it's a tricky business. They want somebody who will make them ultimately look good or give them a fair shake, big-time politicians like Hillary Clinton, but they don't want to make it look so easy that it looks like a setup. So they have to find the right balance and have the right people do it, people who have some credibility as journalists, but are not going to come after them, attack them, or put them in an ambush.
Are you suggesting this may have been set up, it may have been planned, or rehearsed, this question?
There was a plan. I think the relationship between the press and big-time politicians is extremely political and cozy and complex.
Right.
And you just don't get an interview with Hillary Clinton because it's the right thing to do.
Well, yeah, I mean, Terry Gross, most people would assume, and there's always a danger in that, that because her program is aired on public radio, that she is liberal, and that liberals will give Hillary a pass, more or less. At least I think that's what some people would think.
Not in the primary season, not until the election and the candidates are selected. That's what's so interesting. It goes back to what happened with Cantor and Brass. I mean, that was an inner party problem. I mean, some of the most vicious debates we've seen have been the primary debates between candidates from the same party.
Yep.
And those are civil wars. Those are blood wars.
Yeah.
And Hillary's at the point right now where there's a lot of people who like Elizabeth Warren. There are even people that like Joe Biden. There are many people who feel that Hillary carries the baggage of Obama and that Obama's going to be a liability within the liberal sector of the political spectrum. As a result, she's going to face a lot of criticism from within her own quote-unquote liberal ranks.
Mm.
So that doesn't surprise me.
Well, the question, in case people didn't hear the nuance of the question that seemed to get more reports in the regular media than anything else, was Terry Gross asking her why she's changed her position on same-sex marriage. And Hillary took her out, at least it sounded like she was taking her out to the woodshed. Well, Terry, you didn't get my words right. I wish you'd read them correctly, you know, yada, yada, which was a perfect pose. The thing, if it is all cooked up, then the news media reporting stories like that have become duped. Now, that means that the people reporting are not that smart. Because they can't see.
Oh, really?
Well,
they're not smart enough. They're not given the right information. They're not provided with the right investigative facts. They don't take the time to understand and become experts on the subject.
Mm-hmm.
The one of the biggest problems facing the functional operation of our democracy is bad journalism.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't just mean the reporters are not good. I mean the whole structure of journalism is extremely commercial, political, and self-serving. And as a result, it ties in with the interests of the political parties and the political power brokers. It's a coup to talk to the president or to talk to Hillary or to talk to a major political figure and play a role in the process. People want that, and they'll do what it takes to get there.
Well, they want to sit in the front row or at least be recognized when they're asking questions in the press room. And so you don't get objective journalistic questions anymore because it's a fan-based game. The only way to eliminate that would be to have six-year presidential terms, six-year terms for Congress, six-year terms for the Senate, six-year terms for government. One time you're in and you're out. That's it. Then you wouldn't need to curry favor with all these people because they're not going to run for re-election. You can tell it like it is. Right now, everybody wants to have their prominence noted. I sit in the front row at the White House press room. What does that get you for a better story? The people in the back row hear the same information the people in the front row do, right?
That's absolutely true, but you don't get to see them on the C-SPAN coverage. And it's all about exposure. It's all about prestige. It's all about the social political circles that these people live in inside the Beltway.
Mm-hmm.
And they live a life that's very different than the one you live and I live and that the people listening to this broadcast live. It's a very insulated world, and for the large part, it's full of crap. It really is shocking to see what goes on inside the Beltway and realize these are the people running our country.
Yeah.
They're all neurotic, self-centered, self-serving, and extremely ambitious.
All right. So the number four issue, that sort of plays into what's going on in Iraq, which is number four. So in terms of setting up the conversation about Iraq and what's going on, the price of oil going up $3 a gallon this week, and the mercantile exchanges, commodity markets, also all the money that we've spent over there, trillions of dollars now seemingly for naught. How much did we lose in terms of life and limb with people over there being stationed at the behest of George Bush, trying to convince everybody and obviously getting to a point of convincing them for a while that we needed to go to Iraq. So I said on the air after the story of the city falling to the Al-Qaeda would-bes or wannabes or better-bes that we all have one person to thank for this, and that's George Bush. George Bush, the son. Thank you, George Bush. Well, don't you think I got an earful from people about that? Again, because I don't do a political program, and I'm just as likely to say something like that about Mr. Obama as I would George Bush. But That's something people don't want to hear, and yet it's true.
Well, because they take the blame themselves. I mean, they supported Bush, therefore they don't want to be proven wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I held a Heritage Foundation discussion with about 10 talk show hosts right at the time there was the build-up to the second Iraq War.
Yep.
And I said to all of them, I said, is there anybody on this panel who has any doubt about the validity and the potential of success for this incursion, for this operation going into Iraq the second time that we were building up to? Does anybody doubt that it will work? Not one talk show host said that.
I must not have been on that panel.
I think you were there.
Was I? Was that the one I sat next to Laura Ingraham? I can't remember. It's been a while.
I you would have said it. You might have hesitated. I don't believe you were one of those kind of people, so maybe you weren't there.
Well, I might not have been there.
But they were liberals, too, saying it.
Yeah.
They were afraid. It was considered to be traitorous.
Right. Yeah.
after 9/11?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
I was against it at the beginning and from the beginning, so I probably wasn't participating.
As I think back, you were not part of that. You were part of many of those groups, but you were not. But every one of them pompously, this is what we've got to do. We're going to get in. We're going to take care of it. We're going to get rid of Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
That's a breeding ground for Al-Qaeda. It's a key position for terrorists. They have weapons of mass destruction.
Nonsense.
This guy's going to be blowing up for Europe. You know, remember all that?
Yeah. I remember, man, I said on the air and off the air, what a load, what a crock, what a bunch of nonsense. And even Colin Powell, who I had great regard for at the time, said, yep, we got to go in there. He was doing it because, and say, Mrs. Clinton now says, I wouldn't have supported the Iraq War. Of course, what is she going to say now? She supported, they all went into it the same way as they blindly supported and still support, many of them, the Patriot Act, which is the worst thing that has ever happened to our freedoms.
Here we stand at a point where Obama's approval rating is very, very low.
40%. Yeah.
So Obama is unpopular, George Bush was unpopular, and both are opposite ends of the spectrum. So what does it tell you? You know, the medicine is just as bad as the disease. The pendulum goes from one point of ridiculousness to another in this crazy polarity that we live in without reason or shades of gray.
Yeah.
And we're just going to keep, it's going to be rocking, you know, too far to the left, too far to the right, too far to the left, too far to the right. We have to create some type of common sense middle ground that is not, that we can't accuse as being wishy-washy, you know. We've got to really get smart.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, will be back to wrap up the overview of the charts, the information, the shows, what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio in just a matter of moments. This is our coverage for the week of June 9th to 13th on The Countdown.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yes!
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out fantastic with Boston.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they tried at Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
My daughter starts elementary school this year. I'm amazed how fast she's grown. Being ready for school means more than just knowing ABCs and 1-2-3s. It's social and emotional development, too. That's why she spent her early years at Primrose Schools. Primrose parents rate their children above 90% in school readiness. With her Primrose Foundation, my baby is ready to succeed. To see what other moms are saying, visit AskAPrimroseMom.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Michael Harrison continues here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is published through Talkers.com. Talkers Radio is there. Talkers Television is there. Each week we get together for this hour to overview not only the stories themselves and the people, but anecdotally sort of what else goes on in the business. You used the term a few minutes ago. You referred to shades of gray. Now, not that that... there are all kinds of ways, implications to that phrase. There's a radio program called Shades of Gray. There are people who are interested. One of the things that we hear from advertisers, or at least advertising agencies, is we don't really want to accommodate people who are over their mid-50s, shall we say, because we don't think those people have an open mind. They buy the same products all the time. So, you've even hosted that program from time to time. I've been involved in it, Michael.
You're talking about Touch of Gray.
Touch of Gray.
Well, when I said Shades of Gray before, I wasn't referring to a demographic
age thing.
I was referring to nuances and, complex issues.
But I wanted to have you talk about some of the specialty programs that are aimed at a market that may have the same sort of discussions, but they're colored by the audience to whom they are directed.
Yes, the show Touch of Gray, which I'm involved in as executive producer and anchor, which is syndicated across the country. It's in New York and L.A. and Florida and a lot of places. It's aimed at people over 50, and it deals with political issues and health issues and, issues that are of interest to people, social issues over 50. And, the sandwich generation, people that have grown kids living in their houses and their elderly parents. It's a really good show. It's been running for almost 20 years, and it approaches these issues from the standpoint of the interests of upper demographics. It's not left, it's not right. And, I'm very proud to be involved in that show. And there are a number of shows out there that you don't hear about, that you don't read about in the mainstream press. All you hear about are the big, big, big shows, and most of them are right-wing. But there's all kinds of really good, interesting radio shows on AM and FM radio in this country.
Yep.
And I only wish that they had the chance to have people know about them.
Yeah. Well, you're also doing something to further that interest by, at Talkers Radio, producing shows with big-name hosts.
Yes.
Yet they are not doing what they normally do. I use as an example... Lionel, I think, is a pretty good example of a seasoned host who's doing something interesting. Alan Combs has a couple of examples of what people would not expect.
You with the agriculture show.
Yep.
People should know you're doing a show that's very, very groundbreaking, in which you are a political and business advocate for the small American family farmer. Now, that's a far cry from this show or your Good Day show. You're a very charismatic and enjoyable general interest talk show host. You're entertaining, you're informative, and you're intelligent. But in this show, a side of you that maybe wouldn't be appropriate on your other shows, mm-hmm. but is specific to a very, very small but powerful and important niche in this country, the family farmer, who are embattled by big government and big agriculture, and now they have you as an advocate because, I don't know, a lot of listeners to this show know you're a farmer.
Yep.
In addition to being a broadcaster, you're a farmer, so who better than you? You're a family farmer. And that type of thing I'm very proud to be part of in terms of Talkers Radio and the experimental platform that we've created, for people to do it for the sake of development, not for the sake of having a lot of listeners and making money.
Yeah, well, it's a way to bring another, a sort of roundness, if you will, to the discussion of the issue you just talked about, what's going on in the American family farm, but lots of other things. And that's why I would suggest it when you're going to Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, you can check out some of the other things that are there that are of interest and importance. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with an overview of the charts, the subject matter for the week ending June 13, 2014. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The situation with Tracy Morgan, for those of you who are wondering whether he's doing okay, he's showing signs of improvement. The crash that badly injured him, killed one of his friends, took place last Sunday night, or actually Sunday morning early. He is in critical but stable condition. The medical team optimistic that his recovery is progressing. As you probably know by now, he suffered broken ribs, broken leg in the crash on the New Jersey Turnpike that killed James McNair. Person driving the other vehicle, gentleman named Kevin Roper, works for Walmart, truck driver. He's the one who's accused of driving irresponsibly. There are lots of reports flying around as to how long he'd been on duty. Some say 24 hours. He thinks he's being thrown under the bus. Mr. Roper has said he's the victim here. I'm not quite sure how how you render that sort of decision or conclusion. Here to help us sort through all of this is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official attorney of the program. So Roper surrenders to police, posts his own bail. Is that the sign of an innocent man?
Well, he has his presumption of innocence. He's charged with one count of vehicular homicide, four counts of assault by auto. And the key thing that it comes down to is in both of those charges, there is a provision of the law that says he is guilty if he was acting recklessly. Now, acting recklessly here is disregard, and this is from the New Jersey statute, disregarding a substantial and unjustifiable risk. So this is the kind of thing where if he was, you know, he knew he was driving too fast. If, and they specifically have laws about this in New Jersey, if he had voluntarily had too much alcohol to be able to drive, that would also qualify as recklessly. But here's an interesting thing and why that 24-hour number is so critical. New Jersey actually has a specific law that provides for what's called Maggie's Law, and it makes it illegal for a driver who has been awake longer than 24 hours to operate a vehicle. So under New Jersey law specifically, if he had been driving for more than 24 or had been awake for more than 24 consecutive hours without sleep or driving, operating a handheld cell phone, that could be sufficient to be reckless. So if indeed he hadn't been awake for 24 hours, then he might be able to say, it's an unfortunate accident. Yes, I did fall asleep, but that wouldn't be reckless. On the other hand, if he had been up a long time, and Walmart could be in trouble if he had been driving officially for them for that period of time, then that would be reckless.
What's your gut tell you is the reality here?
My gut tells me that he's not going to be driving unless he's doing so within the rules of the company. And I got a feeling that whatever the amount of time he'd been without sleep, it was probably within the Walmart regulations. Now, that doesn't mean that he may have been supposedly off duty and not slept when it made sense. So it could be just his fault. But even if it doesn't quite make the 24 hours, if he's been up for a very long time and falls asleep, he's in trouble. If it's just that he fell asleep at the wheel, he's a little bit tired, then he might be able to have a jury find him not guilty.
If he was driving the truck for 24 hours, man, is Walmart in trouble?
They're cooked. They're absolutely cooked. No question with that.
All right. So in the circumstances that are immediately in front, he can fiddle around. Has he got good lawyers? Can you tell by the response of the lawyers whether the lawyers are any good or not and how they'll serve him?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, too, because so many times we find cases are tried in the media before they ever get to a courtroom. And this is something that will go to a jury. And so his lawyers probably should be out there in the news, on the talk circuit, kind of saying, hey, you've got to consider this about him, or, he's not the bad guy. Because otherwise, what you've got is this guy being vilified in the media, and that has an effect on the minds of potential jurors before they even become jurors.
He faces 5 to 10 years in prison on the death by auto charge. The assault by auto charges carry a maximum of 18 months in prison. That's the story. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, law college professor and intelligent analyst here, focusing on the Tracy Morgan case.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.